baadaye waka release speeches, and one of the speeches that everyone was talking about was Raila, because Raila alisema it's time for dialogue. So what do you think? Did Raila score an own goal, ama what's going on? Do you think it's time for a dialogue? Ekonene.
Ekonene.
Episode 329. Tukisema like, subscribe. Hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Sindio?
Yeah.
Yeah, na kama kawaida lazima tukuremind kuwa, kama unatafuta zile odds kali kali, make sure umeingia kwa linebet.com. Alafu kama ni your first time, make sure umetumia promo code Ekonene, utabaki umepata 100% bonus. Sindio? Alafu of course ukiwa kwa linebet.com, sisahau jo winnings zako zinakuja zikiwa 100%. Yeah. Mwavile sikuzi wanasambaga ni 1 sokla percent.
Oh, ni sokla.
Yes.
Ni sokla. Kio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, sinakuja hivo. Vile tumesema. Na hiyo ni kwa linebet.com. Na, of course, game tuna look forward to. Sasa ni Uingereza na Uswizi. Baki umecheck odds zako hapo. Vile tumekuambia. Can you your first time? Linebet.com. Promo code ni Ekonene. Sindio?
Ekonene.
Yeah. Na pia usisahau vile susamaga when the fun stops, stop. So tuseme umebet kaka kuendea vibaya, ukabetena kaka kuendea vibaya, baki umetulia jo.
Yeah,
linebet.com bado itakuwa hapo kesho, sindio?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and hivo hivo, wacha sasa tubonge juu ya vitu kadhaa zile zime happen, na tunaanza on a somber note, na tunaanza on a somber note because I understand, susemaga that education is the equalizer, sindio?
Yeah.
Education imesaidia sana watu wengi kuwatoa from poverty to the next level. Yes.
Yeah.
Mimi mwenyewe I have my criticism about Kenyan education, but I can also thank Kenyan education for even making me who I am today as Mwafrika. Uzi jina langu Mwafrika ni jina nilipata nikiwa kole, unajua.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Big shout out to dude fulani kunaitwa Ephraim. So Ephraim tulikuwa like hip hop fans na yeye, but hakuwa na understand. Like I still had that African in me where there are few things niko like as an African kuna kitu siwezi fanya. So ira yake anza kuniita Mwafrika mweusi, the black African, instead of black American, sindio?
Yeah.
Then eventually, of course, sisi wote ni weusi, nikamu wazi wote ni
mwafrika. What did you refuse to do?
Ilikuwa tu zile tu like, hata niki watch video, nione tule tu dem, tuko tunafanya vitu za ajabu. Because like videos za 90s ilikuwa nasty, like kama mother wako in their 50s saizi, to do nasty shit. Kama hata ile Jay-Z, sijui kuna kuka, sindi wa you watch, Street is watching ya Jay-Z, na wewe. Kukikule part mademu walikuwa tu ndethe.
Yeah, yeah.
Alafu wakina Jay-Z. Am I out there? Cafe long night. We don't love these hoes. Nikuwa like,
yeah,
only them.
Yeah.
I can never wife that one. So nikuwa kanizo ma Africans in me, whatever.
Oh, you are pure.
Yes. So, now, talking of that, so I understand. So nikuwa na part ya new story yote kuonyesha like education. Like, yo kuenda University of Nairobi inside in one way or another. So I can never dismiss education. But what I can dismiss is where education becomes a life and death thing, then it beats the purpose of education.
Yeah.
We get educated to have a brighter future. If we cut off the future, does that make sense? And reason tunabonga jo story ni kuna place inaitwa Amabuko Village. Amabuko Village kwa sijui Nyaribari Saba. Sikuwa nafiki kuna Nyaribari Saba.
I only know church. Eh?
Yes.
Nyaribari Church.
So, apparently kuna this girl, 17-year-old girl who skipped school. And since she skipped school, her father decided to report her to the area chief. And the area chief ended up beating this girl. First of all, what he did is he stripped her. And so I don't know kama alim strip naked kabisa ama alim strip how much of her. But she was naked. And to me, any form of nakedness of a 17-year-old girl around a fully grown adult is wrong. Sindio?
Yeah.
So alim strip naked kabisa. Alafu ended up flogging her in public. Yes? In public. Then after this girl had been flogged, this person also started beating up her dad in front of her. Remember? Yeah, her, she's naked there. Crying. She sees her father being beaten up. I don't know how clothed her father was. And then umtoi badai alienda ka commit suicide. She was 17 years old. And she left the note by saying that she'd been embarrassed in a way that she never thought she'd recover. Na hii ndo ina come back to education. Yes, education is important. But if it's going to come at the cost of the person you're trying to help, then it beats its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But hata before tubongejua education ama before hata tuangalie the education angle, even should we even look at the education angle ama we should just look at the chief who gives an area chief permission to assault someone, because physical nini, that's assault. So this story,
this is one of the worst things as a human being you can endure. Because asa wanaulizanga when you umeamua kunitoanisha mbele ya watu, umeamua kunitoa nguo mbele ya watu, okay? If you've, you know, ushaikuwa maybe ushai deal na dude on fire, this is just verbal. Maybe like, ah, dude, ah, yeah, like, if it wasn't for me, like, umse angekuwa hapa tumekaa naye hapa saa, you know. You feel exposed. Na kucheki hivi, like, isn't it like, unajua ma chief wa kitambo, era za Moi, they used to have those powers.
Yeah.
Kucheki. Hao ndio walikuwa, you got an ininda yako, kuna chief fulani hizo saidza Wangige, you got. Tangepata mabiashara zako used to come run over. Your fruits zenye mnauza ni anazinok tu kama mjalipa kodi, so they used to have those powers, and I think bado hizi ma places mashinani they still exercise those nacheki in a certain amount of fear. But in this day and age they go through training, unajua,
yeah,
upelekwa training, wanaonyeshwa how to you know, kuwa administrative duties na zile vitu hawezi fanya. This is a psychopath. Him as a human being. I don't
the
know
chief.
The chief.
Mm.
Na if kama alifanya hivi, ni kumaanisha even the people around, they tolerate him. Because unajua he's just thought of, now if I did that, majuzi niko nimefanya something, I need to do something different today. So like, and if you see a girl na unaona like uchi wa msichana, by the way, unajua dudes, hata ukicheki Rongai, Rongai the looters who are stripped naked. Unaona? But the fact that unacheki tu, of course ni dudes. I'm not saying that dudes wanafaa kustrip wa naked wa kinini, but unacheki there is a way uchi. Uchi wa mwanamke kwa exposed hapo, umemfinish. You've ruined her esteem. You've traumatized her.
Yeah.
Because I don't think this, she, of course, is so unfortunate that she went on to commit suicide.
Kuswali pia lazima tuulize, like, why do you think you need to strip someone naked unless
exactly
you're having fun from watching them, najua?
No, he gets on, he gets off on that. If there's no you attack ile kitu unashindwa ni what kind of punishment unaweza mdunga.
Yeah. Alafu ina go back to, I think someone else who also, cuz tumekotik sanitize Uhuru sana, but I feel like Uhuru kuna time I'll try kupatia say powers back, chiefs. And this was all this nonsense, especially during COVID. Na
yeah, matiang, yeah.
Cuz kenda gaocha, I don't know the way they have this attitude. Yeah? Mm. You know, they even the ones who determine if someone can be buried. You know, like burial permit. Whatever.
They're involved
in all that bullshit. Yeah. And they have so much power that they swing. They're always swinging their dicks. Nikonmenda funeral ya bro.
Cuz
funeral ya bro ilikuwa na some like controversies around surrounding it, yes. So during that time I got to interact with the chief, and the chief was just full of shit. Nili notice your attitude. But now coming back to this girl, so a girl is 17 years old, she skipped school, you decide that she needs to be beaten by the chief. And this also goes back to the parents, because as parents we have to start taking responsibilities. I'm old enough to have a 17 year old daughter, like my daughter is 9. But by 8 years earlier, I was still old enough to have a kid. So, inamaanisha nikika hivi, alafu nifikiria, like, I want to punish my kid, and I can't punish my kid. I have to take the kid to the chief. Yes?
Yeah.
Yuna kuonyesha kuwa umto hii hakurespect. That's one thing that's happened. And how does your kid stop respecting you? Your kid stops respecting you when at some point you yourself you stop respecting yourself. Lazima ukumbuke uni mtoi wako. Umtoi hajaishi maisha ingine. Ameishi maisha moja. So as a kid, you have to try and shape that kid's nini
in future,
future.
Yeah.
You have to take the responsibility as a parent, and if the only way you can reason with a kid is through violence, it shows this something lacking in you. And this goes to a lot of us. A lot of us have been raised by parents, and our parents, all they knew was violence.
Yeah.
And I always give our parents ile like the benefit of doubt, ile hakuwa na as much information as we have. We mwenye umeenda shule, unajua what adolescence does to the human mind, what adolescence does for self-esteem. For you to think that mtoi wako, an adolescent, will be beaten in public and that kid will be okay. Tayari uo mtoi ana struggle with self-esteem issues, yes?
Mm.
Yeah, mtoi wako ana go through the Murkomen phase where they're looking for something to make them
can't believe he made it.
More confident yeah. about themselves. So,
yeah.
especially your daughter, like, mtoi aende a strip you naked in public, alafu achapwe. And this also goes to your son, like a teenagers go through so much. Alafu saizi nasemekana juu ya social media, teenagers have more anxiety than unajua hivyo, like social media inafanya like a teenage girl ataenda pale and she's going to see in quotes a more beautiful teenage girl, si ndio?
Yeah, yeah.
She's going to see that boy she likes who will never like her.
There's a lot of pressure for yeah. for them, because you see, we didn't know the benefit we had, we didn't know ni kama tunachoma.
Yeah. How?
Yeah.
Like every day you are reminded you are not who you think
you are.
There's
a girl doing better than you.
So I try to imagine mtu huyo akichapwa, most probably there was someone who was filming. Unajibu? Kuna hiyo probability. The internet never forgets. How's this kid supposed to go past your story? So sisi wenyewe as parents, we have to come and tuanza kufikiria history ya kuraise watoto. Musemaga, no one has a manual on how to raise a kid. Personally, I was not raised with violence, and I think I turned out okay. Apart from dropping Jesus Christ, I don't think there's another big thing I did. Najua. But siku raise you on a violence. But I saw my cousins who are raised with violence. I've seen those dudes. I don't know how they raise their kids, but I'm sure they use violence. It's a cycle.
Yeah.
If this is all you know, you'll keep nini. But sasa, even with them, I know they keep the violence within the family, because the family has a certain level of unajua. But now unapeleka kwa chief anachapa mtoto, alafu anachapa mpaka baba mtoto, alafu now the kid ends up killing herself. Who chief most probably is still at work, and this case won't be taken as seriously. And this is place mu have shida na Kenya. Before tuanza ku respect that one life, it's going to be very hard for us to respect 42 lives.
Yeah,
you know where the 42 lives I'm talking about is a protest.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to start with this individual life.
Mm.
Like who chief alikosi kifo. Hata kama ni indirectly, immediately ana lose job yake. Mm. Immediately.
Mm. Paka it should also be stripped off.
Yes.
Any government duties, any office ana occupy.
Mm. Any pension. Like yo, iwe funzo kwa huu mwingine. By the time the deputy anakuja hapo, ama the assistant chief anakuja, atakuwa na respect watu, because these people humiliate adults. Unajua? Like uko ocho unapataka chief ametandika a fully grown adult in front of mtoto wake.
Yeah.
Anampiga makofi. How is this man supposed to face his kids? Acheki.
Like growing up in the 90s, that was
very normal thing.
Yeah, around mtaa. Used to see chiefs. Kwanza chiefs unajua walikuwa na chaguliwa na physique.
Yeah, okay.
Walikuwa wanachukua tu the village fool. Mwenye anaweza kuwa controlled. So, kwa pale hivyo wakipiga walevi. Kwa nacheki budaya msejo, meokotwa.
Yeah,
it was bad. Even, not even about stripping, like even a form of violence.
Yes.
Because not a security, whatever. Ajafanya. He's not an enforcer.
This parenting thing is hard, Ian. I won't lie to you. Especially the new school parenting. Like, for example, that's what I'm experimenting on. And sometimes my daughter does stuff that I don't like. But this is the first time I'm doing this parenting shit. So I don't know how to do. But one thing that I avoid is violence. Ajua, like ile. Na sita kuambia ti akunaga violence kwa kijani. Kuziena wanini, wife waga kuna time anampinch. Like, yeah. Afu nuna kameshtuka.
I believe
that's happening to her. But haikuwa ile violence ya ati, it's not. Ni ile tu kidogo tu alafu inaishia.
Sila like, unambua like, kenda useme ni ngombe.
Yeah.
Kupiga.
So, So kuna hiyo. So hii story nikisikia, but now let's go back to education. Education is very important. Like, I don't dispute that. Yes?
Mm.
One thing ile tunafaa, lakini pia as parents ku recognize ni education is not the answer to everything, yeah. Number one. Alafu education in the 80s, 90s is very different from education in the 2020s.
Yeah.
Back in the days, if you never went to school, it was impossible to learn how to read. It was impossible to learn how to write, yes? Right now, you can learn those things because of smartphones. They are everywhere. Mi mtoyo wangu, hata mtoyo wako saizi, you how old?
She's two. She just turned two.
I'm sure she knows numbers and she knows colors.
She knows colors. She knows dark, these are what. She knows animals. She knows how to skip. She knows an ad.
How interrupting an
her. You're like, I don't care about you. Akichukua tablet kama hii. Just go to icons and...
You at 2 years old, would you do shit?
Two years old, I was still crying in my diapers.
Just
shitting myself.
So inakuonyesha how education has changed. That umto you are saizi, even illiteracy. We need to redefine illiteracy in 2024. Illiteracy, back in the days, meant you couldn't read, you couldn't write, you couldn't... Saizi, you can be illiterate and you can read and write.
Yeah, cause also
so we need to redefine illiteracy.
Yeah. There's also a fear. There's also a cousin to my wife who hangs out and the kid knows so much mpaka anafia kimpeleka chuo he'll dumb down.
Yeah, mtu yangu ali dumb down, siwezi kudanganya.
Check, because you alikuwa, she used to do crazy things.
Yeah, she dumb down. She like dumb down, like everything juu yake, even like her English. By the time mtu yangu alikuwa anaenda chuo, ile ilikuwa a bird. Hiyo ilikuwa
a bird.
Yes.
A bird.
Ilikuwa word. Whatever.
Yeah.
So isn't it bad word? Like,
yeah.
So I've seen that happened to her. But sasa the only thing Mwaga happy now is the fact that if she could do it when she was 2 and 3 and whatever, she can still do it later. Because the human brain bado iko na hiyo your database ya kupronounce vitu iko na cheki. So hata toi, like hata wakishia majua toi hata struggle ka sisi. Because now them, they've learned hearing these things. They can do it. Because kuna time uchekaga sana. Like mtu yangu, akiwa na kuzo yake. Sometimes au plan, au anza kuenjoyana na yu accent ya states. And they actually do it in an interesting way more than mimi. Like they do it. Alafu, wanini, kuzo yake anajua nika mkisi flani. Like, America is in your future. But now, back to the story. So education is very important. Education is an equalizer. But we still have to know that if someone dies, education stops being important. So, ukipeleka mtoto wako chuo in 2024, if corporal punishment is one of the things that they do, then that education is not worth it. Mi niliswitch chuo ya mtoto juu ya corporal punishment. Unajua hiyo? Like, chuo ilikuwa private and there is corporal punishment. Like, so nakulipa ndio chape mtoto wangu. Like, that makes no sense. Saizi kama mpelekwa chuo, ile hakuna hiyo jinga. It's like they're taken through other punishments, but your punishment ya nini haiko. Yeah. Unacheki.
That's physical abuse.
Yeah. So, kuna watu yuchapwa, kuna hizi ma-controversies zimekuwa, kuna hata nini, mother fulani alikuwa interviewed na Lynn Ngugi, and she was talking of how her kid was beaten up na akadedi tu hivyo akiwa chuo.
Yeah.
So, these are things we need to stop. And hii corporal punishment, lazima tu face na tuseme what it means. It means, as an adult, you could not reason out with your kid. That's why you can reach a level where, especially kupeleka mtu yako kwa chief, you ni ujinga ingine ilesta, you understand.
Because umeponga hiyo na there's something ukiwa maju, there was a video ilikuwa ina circulate ya wase, wakiwa, walikuwa job mahali kwa some company, kiwanda. Na walikuwa na gongwa yuga. Walikuwa na samani kama walikuwa employed na wasom. Walikuwa fanyi.
Kitu kama hiyo.
Yeah.
Si ndio?
Yeah, I forgot to talk about it. But
yeah, I've seen something like that. Ilikuwa wasom wanawachapa. Ilikuwa semekana ilikuwa isili ama ilikuwa.
Yeah.
I remember because hiyo jinga ma Chinese walileta.
Man.
Alafu ama fala kila.
Wewe unakuaje in line?
Alafu unajua kila ujuaga.
Yeah.
The only thing saving you is the fact you have money and you can get away with it. But ulimse unapiga anaweza kupiga. You know, those dudes are just taking that punishment because they have bills to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why, like, na kukama juzi kulikuwa na yo story, I think Diobina, alikuwa na try to do, like, men's mental health work. It's very important because sometimes men go through shit, eh?
Yeah.
That a man will go to work and get beaten just so as aweze kukuja home alipe bills. And this is the sort of man who you might end up finding akiwa violent na waifu wake. Unacheki? Like,
alikuwa pants down 8 to 5.
Yeah, kuzuko amechapwa, anakuja home anaanza kuchapana. So lazima tuangalie hizi hizi story. So hey, your story ya Amabuko Village was a very sad story. Which but we share such stories because niko sure saizi kuna new fathers, new mothers. Let's avoid that shit. Because even pia, like your mother violence can end up causing damage pia. Mm-hmm. I go get it only dad violence.
Because hata most dudes wenye nilikuwa naona wakireceive, my neighbors nilikuwa naona, awa likuwa na gongo wa yuka. Like I couldn't tell kama ni ngombe ama ni wao. This time.
Yeah. Anatandikwa kutandikwa.
Unasikia vuh, vuh. Hizo diba bakora you guy. And they never changed.
Yeah.
Because the following day, I repeat the same thing. So, like the physical whatever, it doesn't actually
help.
Know, correct.
Yeah.
To say, ati, like the heavier the cane, ati ndo mtoya tacha. Pain doesn't nini. But yeah. Sometimes yeah. Like sitting fear. Down, yeah, sitting down the kid and telling him like, umefanya hivi, you're not supposed to do this. You see, now I'm upset because I do that with my son. And he doesn't like it. Kumuonyesha like what he has done in the repercussion.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it. And I tell him, no, I'm happy that it's making you angry. So the next time ukifanya hivyo, just know, you're hurting me. You're hurting nani, you're hurting nani. Na, remote nimekaa nayo sasa.
Yeah. You can't skip ads anymore. So yeah, but tukitoka kwa your story because that's a sad one, let's go to another one that I find to be funny. And the story that I find to be funny in history ya Betty Chalo ameamua kusiu Edgar Obari. Yes, Betty ameamua kuwa petty. Na namsiu juu apparently kuna vile history ilikuwa ina run. Edgar Obari alikuwa anasema kuwa Betty Chalo ashaishia gapali. After kuishia pali yeye na chali yake fulani, alafu they could not pay for whatever they spent. I think it's food that they'd eaten, so they could not pay for this. So when Edgar Obari first posted this story, I don't know, I still can't look majuu ama ni kuzatu kwa ibonga, si ndio? Atuko ibonga story.
No, we never.
I remember like I saw it and I forgot about it because it was not a big issue. But now Betty Chalo ameamua ku make a big issue, and this is where I feel like what to mess up sometimes. Something is so small that if you ignore it, no one is going to remember it, but if you talk about it, wasa wataikumbuka. And ilikuwa wapi, I was looking at the restaurant where they went to. So now Betty Chalo has decided to sue, so now she's made us remember this story because me had already forgotten about it. So wana chikiaje ikisemekana Ian ulienda pahali ukashindwa kulipa wewe na lava yako, is that defamation?
No, ni sawa, like it's kitambo. If I was young ingenishtua, you guy ingenishtua. Hey, you guy, I've been nishaenda place yani nikasikia nikaletewa ni nini, nikamwambia this no. Ilikuwa ni wapi? Ilikuwa ni Planet Yoga.
Yeah.
Okay, walked into that place, you can.
Mm.
Cup of yogurt cotton like mimi in a cost like 600.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck this.
Oh.
Yeah, like, what the hell? It's frozen, it's juice nini. Tenderly freeze, but die. Like so till another call, like, why are you doing this? You know? Like, I've walked out of restaurants.
Yeah, if it's too expensive.
Na maybe that day. That day nilikuwa nasema hala likuwa tuna joke. Kajuliza, what if we just went to that place, and we ordered something after tukashindwa kulipa? That tunge do.
Yeah, tosha.
It's not a crime. It's not a crime. I just didn't know. Na maybe, na niwase wengi, maybe washaipatikana in this type of situations.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, apparently, nani ilikuwa ni owns, on the 7th July 2024, you caused to be published a sensational post and story, blah, blah, blah. So story kwa Betty Chalo and her Ben 10, Charlie Jones, allegedly ran away with another bill at Silverstone Hotel. We give you all the receipts on BNN Premium. So this is what Nani aliandika.
Obari.
Obari. Alafu, Obari, after this thing could come out, Obari has been mocking. Amekuwa ki joke anacheka cheka So if he's laughing, that most means most probably he has evidence.
Mm.
So if he has evidence, what do you have to gain with this? This is a story that was going to just die
a natural death.
No one was going to realize this. And I feel like celebrity culture, nikiangalia hapa Kenya, na feel kama we overdo it without knowing we are overdoing it, yes? Do we need to know who Betty Chalo's lover is? Like, in an ideal world, do we need to know?
No.
She's the one who chooses for people to know.
Yeah.
Because in a fakwa, if you are Betty Chalo's man, you need to be confident enough for her not to post you.
Mm.
If she needs to post you to show you that you are her man, that means you have self-esteem issues. You have what I call murkomen issues.
Mm.
Where you need expensive shoes and... $50,000
Like,
what the fuck? It's not the belt. It's what's below the belt, you guy that matters, you guy. Ambiaga de mikon. Belt ni amiambili lakini. Ikende.
You guy. So, isn't it strings, you guy?
So, back to your... Like, come on a date, Betty Chalo. And you need her to post you. You have self-esteem issues. But right now, she's dealing with a younger man.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand. A 22-year-old has self-esteem issues.
Actually, this is not even about the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Ila, like, because kama ni young person, yeah, and you're gonna all that, like, you know, babe to me choma.
Mm.
And maybe she feels like she needs to protect.
Mm.
A cheki.
Yeah.
Protect, because and I'm, you know, baby, you know, I'm the one who introduced you to this lifestyle.
Mm.
I'm going to go against them.
Because
even in that post, Alisema, like, you know, watch out.
Mm.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
so this dude, first of all, his name is Charlie Jones. That's just whatever.
Charlie Flan.
Yeah, Charlie Flan, yapo. But shida niyo, like, I don't feel, I don't know, is this story not okay? Because the story itself here makes no sense when you think about it. Like, if they went to a hotel the first time and they didn't pay, what's the probability of them going to another hotel and not being able to pay? Unless they want, because at some point the hotel owner can turn violent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Pia, you can't keep living like that. Either like easy nini, but na feel ni kama yeah kusiu. Unless isoma receipt, Edgar Barry konazo ni fake. Kuzira yeye mekoe kimok. Umecheki zoni nini? Iliwe kampaka ka post flani ka Missi shtuki, hauni shtui. Umeone yozani? Amekoe kimok tu. Like ever since she came out and say talked about her brand, I've decided to take legal action against people who defame me, stroke my brand without any factual information. This name brand Kenya is misused kabisa. You're just you. Fuck a brand. Like, I'm just more Africa. Like, shoni kika chini, some person ataanza kuniambia, no, you're a brand. No, I'm not. I'm a human being. Fuck the brand. I am me. Yes. Kikuwa mo Africa went somewhere and took an OLED TV. He could not pay for it.
That's Macario.
That's Macario. That's not... You understand? So...
Yeah.
Back to, so kuna your story, I don't think like the lawsuit was necessary, but apart from the lawsuit, it also goes back to historia, celebrities in Kenya feeling that they need to tell us who they are fucking. Makes no sense to me. Majuzi kulikuwa na ile, ilikuwa ni Kaiga, Chris Kaiga.
Yeah, last week kulikuwa na breakups, man.
Yes, ilikuwa ni yeye ama?
Yeah, kulikuwa na yeye.
They released actually a statement. I'm like, ilifika level gani muna release statement? Like
a week before that, pia nani alikuwa na joint statement. Dudunya ilikuwa anga hapa, naitwa na
Kagwe.
Of course, Khalif pia alisema wali break up.
Yeah.
Like
ya Khalif to some degree.
Yeah, alisema.
I understand it because everyone was there talking about them. They were like yao ilikuwa news. Like they were always there. Ya Kaiga, I didn't even know. I'm sorry to say, like, I didn't know this girl was even dating that. Me, I just know the dude. As in, I know the musician. The girl, you see, Igina Nani, I think, Alkwame post so many things with this girl that we, but when did it come to your level here? Lazima mu post each other. According to me, na come to self-confidence yenu that the public needs to know. Fuck the public. Mimi na wewe. Sisi wawili ndio tunajua.
Yeah. alikuwa na hiyo post, although yeye alihandle in a funny way break up yake anaitwa Flaco. Because last week imekuwa ni wiki ya
Flaco pia alinini na ule
Granta. Because it was all over. But I think it all goes back to hizi vitu na chenye umesema.
But ya kurelease statement?
Yeah, yeah. Kurelease.
Yeah, ni ile tu mliguess tu.
Yeah, alisema. Unajua yeye he receives kitu ni baba na yeye. Kama kume, kama amechoma anasema mimi nimechoma. Kama nimeachwa alisema nimeachwa kwani. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So he handled it in the in a very good way.
It
does happen. It does happen by the way. It does happen. Nini but chenye unasema ni like it's a brand nile ku feel like you know it's a movement and people like squeezy unapata like endorsements zenye zinaendea like couples and whatever yeah so like
yeah, if
you got here that is ngoda uko na boxer
in sports. Sports with Lime Bets. Bin beshindwa na hiyo story.
Yeah.
Like so your lawsuit wacha tu na place itaenda but history ama statements it needs to end. I find it to be like bullshit, like just live your life your whatever unless the two of you are content creators. Hata mkiachana as content creators what you do is mwachana. You don't need to release a statement. You don't owe Mr. Nobody online a statement like fuck you. Wewe uko unataka aje nikuambie tumeachana bibi inakuhusu aje? Unajua inafaa tu hiyo simple like inakuhusu aje wewe?
Kuna wale maseleb, kuna wale maseleb waki release you guy like Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah,
you know that's like if you're talking about a brand like that's a you know like whatever they have to achieve na nini na nini na nini, I'm sure they have a lot of endorsements together. So ni ile hata wakini ni it's a business. You know, a relationship yoni biashara. Na check. So it makes sense for them. Like, where like there are no brands. You know, you're a brand with no brands after you.
Yes.
Na check. So even the fact that you are together, the fact that you're not together, both of you have not lost shit.
Yes.
Na check. Haija change anything. So maybe ni you too, like, ni it's all stance. Na people trying to be relevant.
Yeah.
Squeezy, there's that struggle. Like, guys are going overboard.
Yeah, watu wana try sana historia ya lovers. Na at this rate, tunajua itafika hii levels asa. Because kama tumianza kufanya, because everyone is a content creator.
Yeah.
Mwacheki hapa Kenya muse mata president. Mwacheki ya president akikunywa cup of tea. Anamekigishua, itumbi is around. Take that picture. So itafika levels sasa itakuwaga hivo. Like, unacheki the... The office of the speaker imetokea pale, like as you can see, mimi na mama watoto tumeachana. Alafu when it gets violent, it's time to call it quits. It's like, we don't need that. Yeah,
speak out.
Speak out.
Yeah.
But in any after Tuponga Joy story, when I realize, I understand why Charlie Jones needs to be posted. Ojo Charlie Jones is looking at the people he's competing with. Ojo, he's competing with the Johos of this world. You're competing with the Okaris of this world. These are people who are larger than life.
So these are don't have area occurrence for him.
Yes. So if you don't have that, if you are that young, it's always going to be a problem. Because how much can you do? Like a dude like, should you get a parking lot here? Joho, you get. Like Joho will come to a good dame, Porsche, to Miaga to ye. Tumiaga
ya errand.
So era nyingine he had to compete
town car.
The first thing he did was get a 77 inch OLED. I'm like, boy, like,
who does that
because dem ata juni OLED then ajua tu ni 77 inch hajui ni OLED like bila kusema hivyo
yeah ni size
so and kwa madem tunajua it matters So but hiyo lawsuit wacha tutaona pale itaenda alafu tucheck ni aje alafu kuna mse fulani ule tuna plan kuleta kwa show so wacha pia tubongeje yake na ni ukarao unajua Shakura alikuwa arrested because Shakura alishia mbele ya parliament alafu alikuwa amevaa like a butcher's he'd worn a butcher's wardrobe is it a wardrobe whatever a butcher's
coat
yes
ni
alafu kwa nasema that people want justice not apologies and this is very powerful he might of course he's going to lose his job Yes. And try kumtafuta nione kama tunaongea naye. He's going to lose his job. But this is very important. It's important for cops to start saying that cops killing civilians is wrong. Because hiyo kitu imekuwa ikihappen in Kenya for so long, and we've come to normalize it, whereby cops feel like it's okay kuchapa mtu yuko unarmed risasi. Like you have, Ian Joe, you have nothing in your hands. Mtu anakuchapa risasi. Oja, it makes sense. Like, to make up, to normalize.
Yeah.
But it makes no sense.
Yeah.
But that shit is like any day, like it's just a random day. Like, ah, umse alidedishwa na makarao. Okay, sawa.
Like, unajua kudedishwa na risasi, maybe kwe na, and you are unarmed, ni kama ni wale wase uwe na tiku register mikono zao as lethal weapons. Na check, you're not a trained militia.
Yeah.
You cannot, I would go trained like to kill someone with your bare arm, some are fly kick, some are those in his ego shadow. You know, you umetoka tu wewe hata ukiangalia tu vile kuna hata vile majenzi walikuwa naambiwa ni sawa, like ni sawa mna protest lakini simkule kiasi. Kalichukua hivyo alafu kakatufua. Kalitumbuka la drop. Kalichukuliwa tu like like pia majenzi ati kulikuwa na that nini, but yeah, so ina kuonyesha like how feeble these people are. Like they are not even trained in, you know, it's not a militia group, they are just peaceful protesters. Na ukicheki hiyo video unacheki hata makarao wanaogopa kumhando. Like there's some level anasukumwa, yes anasukumwa, but it's not being roughed up.
But in private niko sure I'm rough up. In private, but they're going to rough him up,
but I saw him. Ile time I saw him and no niliongea naye like some few seconds. Ile time ya parliament,
yes,
because he was there. And before, I think that day ama the evening, the eve of that day,
yeah,
ndio alikuwa ametoka na ile placard na kumkanikumuza, hey Buddha, like hey, they're not after you. Na for me, he looked shaken. He looked shaken. So
because I think ashajua that he's going to lose his job, so you might as well at least go down fighting.
But as you're saying, sorry, I'm just saying, like, police needs to, like, they need to stand for something, you know.
Yeah, makarao Kenya, they stand for, apart from bribes, apart from standing at a corner for 50 shillings, they stand for nothing. Makarao ndio the reason, misukudanganya, the day we have an independent police force, vile Ruto anasema, it's the day Kenya turns from third world to second world, misukudanganya. Wasi, shida ya Kenya ni makarao. Na makarao wa Kenya ni the harass civilians and they stay away from the real criminals who are politicians.
They protect the yes. real criminals.
Because mi nataka kuona politician amechapwa pingu na sura tunaiona vizuri kabisa. Naambua kurutu angalia mbele. Mwachiki. That's what tuna need. But unashaji tukikata vile nini? Ama makarao wa treat. Nini? Ma politicians treat makarao without respect. Hata umse mmoja ule tumekam tukasani taisana na ito nani? Alfred Keter. But Keter is the infamous matapaka. Kwa matapaka akitukanana. So these people, they don't respect the police. Sisi wale tunaheshimu polisi, ndio polisi wanatutendea vibaya. That's why, like, as much as I criticized Ian Njoroge, I understand why Ian Njoroge did what he did. Nacheki. Like, anaelewa. Mi naelewa mpaka hata vile nicheki raya za siaya zikitandika ule karao. Niko na understand. Because u karao atakama chapewa si for no reason. At least awa na mchapa for a reason. So lazima tucheki hizi whatever. But tuki stick na story za ma socialite, because hapo mbele ndiko tunabonga juu ya Betty Chalo. Sikuzi ni zasema tunamclassify tu more as a socialite than anything. Kuna hii story wendo yiku imekubamba sana, story ya Zari.
Yeah.
Zari alisema nini?
Zari alisema like she's happy. You can. She sleeps well, wakes up well.
Yeah.
Kuzi anajua there's nowhere anapata nangana nini na mahaters wake. Because she travels first class na business. Na ajaipata haters huko.
Yeah.
You can even felt, I even felt you guys. Because
damn.
I felt painful, tagged. Huh? Felt tagged.
Damn, Joe. Okay. Because
you can kiangalia tu kwa nini yake. I can see haters. Like, where are they? Akasema, and they are all broke. They are all broken, miserable. Yeah.
Damn, kusuwezi kudanganya.
Zari like la mental.
If I could afford it, I'd travel first class. If I could afford it. I'm the same dude who mukwambiaga, I'd never spend so much on clothes. and food. Mm-hmm. That's not me.
Yeah.
I'll always look for the cheapest food as long as it's good.
Yeah.
And I'll always look for the cheapest clothes and the cheapest shoes. Yes?
Yeah.
But if I could spend on your flight, because you know, you know, stretch me go, kuna zile mbakoga, like bakunaka compartment kakoje, with those two up, or you can, yeah, like, yeah, you know, it's a good life.
Kuna organize advert za nani, mpaka she even makes you feel, she turns you to a head.
Nani?
Naito nani, ni Penelope. Yendi you advertise ni za Emirates.
Cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so kuna
jia. Yeah, yeah, yendi you like, you ni za, ni Emirates, yeah, Emirates. Kiako pale like kuna vilaneza open and then she's watching a movie. Nika ko ofisi. It's like clear statement. Why are you living like that?
Kitu funny ni like a lot of Kenyan celebrities nowadays,
yeah.
They travel that way bana.
Yeah.
Chikigi like wakishia na kumkata Njugush akienda Australia, yeye na wife. Abel, yeye na wife. Nishaonaga Otile Brown. He's like, I've seen this shit.
Yeah, anani pia YY nisha imcheki. Because he's tall. Because he's tall. No. Like, I can see both. Can this both his feet, man?
Like, it's become normal. And I won't lie to you. Me, that's an experience that I hope one day neza chapa tu wako kanini. But I need to be rich enough not to feel the pinch. Because najua, kuna yo story, you'll feel the pinch badaye. Because sometimes it's, chinka vile nikuwa na layover jo ya whatever hours, all those hours. If I was pa like a first class, you gana neza stretch na nilale.
Yeah. So ulikuwa hivi tu, kiraya.
Yeah, nilikuwa tu hapa.
Kama matiri.
Sino kwambia nilifika kaa nimechoka. Get kwa nimechoka. Alafu nafika pale airport. First of all, airport ikanikungusha back. Welcome home. Said I welcome you, welcome home. Yeah. So but you are Zari. You are Madara.
That was painful.
Yeah.
Ni later, you know, there's that kuna zile vitu we hate yani. Because maybe they might seem unrealistic.
Yeah.
And we've all passed that, like, you know, ukiona msia kifanya kitu and then I parade kwa like aikwani sitinini siti hata kwani utafika mapema. Silikama hata zile raya. Lojota kwa mat. Lojota matri kona first class. Niso.
Matri.
Siyano wanyo tuka hapa mbele.
Oh, damn. Okay. That's not a first class.
I'm just saying.
Raya jwena kugonga magoti jwe kichenji. Yes. Staka gear story.
No. Iye nyiko hapa like. Co-driver. Si manya meka hapa. Kuna dudi na kuanga tu hapa andi.
Karibu na karibu na dirisha.
Hata itisha yangu iko ndani ni fair na conductor. Huyo abiria yako hapa mbele anasema nitishie huyo mwenye yako fa.
Okay. In the first class yako.
I know.
Cuz but hey, yeah, Zari.
Yeah.
I also feel like it's necessary cuz kuna time ingine muonaga watu hate sana. Paka unashindago. Like, kuna kwaga na hii shit. I don't know kama watu waga wana give up in life. Paka it reaches a level where you're just hating.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
ni hope.
I feel like you should always have the side of you can congratulate people. You can just let someone enjoy their success. Because kuna kwaga na hii hating. If someone reaches a certain level, then all of a sudden they are not good enough, they are not funny enough, they are not whatever enough, they are not najua kuna hiyo level hiyo. And sometimes the criticism is legit, najua kuna ile musemaga dem kana ni dem kama academic anaitwa nani Elsa. To me, Elsa would make a better model than she makes a comedian. Yes. Kuna majuzi alikuwa amepost video ati kuna someone said she's ugly. Elsa is not ugly, let's be serious. Najua, does she have like a big bum? No, she does not. But she has that white girl's body, and that white girl's body is marketable kabisa, unajua, especially in the first world.
She's not a model. I think she lost weight.
Yeah,
actually lost significant amount of weight.
Ma white boy jo lazima lose weight jo. Apendagi jo that voluptuous najiki. You cannot write volume.
Kavishia.
You cannot write voluptuous. That's just so apendagi yon in it. So, kuna yo. So, I understand time some criticize for the comedy. Because the comedy side, considering the people she's been around, saizi anafaa kuwa ana compete kabisa, unajua, like she needs to work on that.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
yeah. But she has her own gimmick. Ile story yake ya mafuta, udemjo. Mpaka nishaisema a very perverted thing, like I'd want to smell her. Like what the fuck? Ushinachake?
Kuna time alishawa.
Eh, but sasa kuna wasi who just hate her for her. That one I'll never understand, najua. Like you can criticize the comedy, but ile kuchukia mtu ama nini, hiyo sana ujinga. Alafu pia you can still think someone is not funny but they still deserve their success. Unajua, yeye COVID happened. Kusajua COVID produced two people. COVID ili produce Elsa na pia ili produce Aziad. So who do you think is more successful out of Willy?
I would say nani. I would say anaitwa nani? Elsa.
Okay. Cuz Elsa iko majuu.
Yeah, so success, like success exposure.
Do we judge success through uko? Kusa hizi anatoa paycheck yake wapi? Like where does her paycheck come from? You understand paycheck ya dem kama Aziad, she's endorsing products, she's whatever, she's but ya nani iko wapi?
Because anaona anga kiona hizi invite za Met Gala, like,
okay, I guess so.
Like,
but big up to both of them, like they've achieved a lot.
Like if Aziad woke up na shit earlier, ya nani Elsa, she would be stunned. But I think they're both successful because akifika pia hapa Kenya, like I've seen nishaikuwa place like back bench na naona no ni wale wa celeb no like Aziad kukula
okay. And then apart from success, one has an African butt, a white girl's butt. Okay.
The back. So yeah, like the pandemic, they pay gratitude to the pandemic.
Hey, pandemic is idea watu. Cuz pandemic pia ilifanyaga like social media ka blow up. Around pandemic pia ndio mse na ni Flaco. Tukaenda tumejua crazy Kenya, unajua? Like pandemic iliwa push to the next level.
Yeah.
Still, of course, wacha tutoke hapo, wacha tubongejia, like another story that made headlines. And the headlines were on Tuesday, the president alienda pame assent to the bill ya kureconstitute IEBC, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this time really happened besides KICC.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the people who had been invited were going to opposition, so Raila was there. And also Kalonzo Musyoka was there. And badai waka release speeches. And one of the speeches that everyone was talking about was Raila. Because Raila alisema, it's time for dialogue. So, what do you think? Did Raila score an own goal? Ama, what's going on? Do you think it's time for a dialogue?
Judging by the history you get. Kenya kumekuwa na dialogue since 2007.
Yeah.
2007 was ugly. And it can still happen again if you're not careful. After 2007 kumekuwa na handshake. That was dialogue. Sindio? Na what happens after this dialogue? It's kuna mse niliona akisema me how I feel like this is a political class trying to protect itself.
Yes.
Because kuna picha niliona both Ruto, Uhuru, Raila and some other nini wakiwa like on the wrong side of the law kama wameapia pale kwa nini on that stand ya kotini. So me I felt like this is because judging also by ile list ya 25 ilitokea. Unaona, they bash each other huku inje, but if it comes to common interest, sai nani ni nani wenye, if there was political unrest in the country, ni biashara za kina nani zinaenda kuumia
if there's political unrest?
Yes,
see the politicians,
of course.
Yeah
So me now, like, it's a way, like, of course dialogue is going to protect their interests. First is their interest na nani, na of course judging by what opposition has been doing, like hata walikuwa wame oppose, nilikuwa kioni kuna vile alikuwa na alikuwa ame raise some issues on like there are supposed to be some tracks at mobile mobile, was it polling station or something? Kwa hizo bill,
oh okay,
like yesterday. alikuwa ame poke hole. So in the wake of like how even opposition ilikuwa imesema like they are going to recall 6 MPs. So ilikuwa ime take stand last week, like it's not siding na saina, and it's a very, you know, cause opposition haikuwa na any that as of yesterday. But me, I didn't feel it was necessary sahi like siding with kutokea na prezo.
Yes,
as opposition, me ngefurahia as opposition ibaki opposition.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it can happen. Dialogue simba if it's
for. I think ni jia nini? Ni jia the fact IBC. Unajua hii IBC ya Kenya inakuaga the opposition and the main party have to agree. And this is where the problem is. Yes? To me, a good IBC would be this one. Kuna mtu moja vile amesema LSK, let's maintain that, yes? Then let's have, I'll even give religion to people. Let's have one Muslim, let's have one Christian, yes?
Yeah.
Those are three people. Out and not elected by the president. Let's have one journalist. Yes? One journalist who kazi yake ni kureport to the other journalists to make sure that people get news as fast as possible.
Yeah. Nini yake?
Yes.
Collection yake, like tallying yake ni independent from.
Alafu,
yeah.
Let's have like the main commissioner, let's have a snap election all around the country. Ile sisi wenyewe ndio tunakuchagua. So you don't report to the president. Acheki.
Yeah.
Alafu, room yako, zero privacy. Hii room yako around the election time. Tunaweza sikia what you are talking about ukiwa pale kwa ile room. So that if you have any threats, tunajua. Alafu wengine two commissioners, maybe tunizapatia hiyo position moja na wengine side moja. But evil. Like, we need to have like 5 people who are super independent from the presidency and from the opposition. So that we have credible elections. And apart from that, election results hazifai kupita the next day in the morning. 700 votes are not that much. Na yu jinga tunasemaga, kuna network. That shit gets to my last nerve. There is network. Ian Saizi. Kuna raya iko Pokot inatumiwa M-Pesa saa hizi. Kuna raya iko Turkana inatumiwa M-Pesa. Hii inakuwaga what time, the only time hakuna network ni when it comes to sending results.
After 5 years.
Yeah,
na sending technology results. Na technology inaenda
iki-advance. Mabado results inachukua 3 days.
Yeah.
Tukitali 700 results, 700 votes. India, 800 million. I don't know. Wacha nione hii. Because 800 million liko the last election. How many people voted?
Sijui. Nini register iko na sijui seven, how many billions
voters
na cheki. But for nini, I don't think niko nimeongea about the commission itself. Okay, just the only person mwenye niliona hapo ni LSK na cheki, because wengine the commissioners and then this thing happened so fast. Happened so fast na watu walikuwa, you know, and then the fact that it's created by the government to say like, and of course there are some few kuna leader of majority ako hapo, you guys, they are just faces. And for someone who has been on the wrong end, this commission was just there.
Yes,
we just raised the eyebrows. Like, okay, for me, I don't trust it. For me, I just have my doubts. I have my doubts, but the same people, either the side of government or the opposition, 2027, you get asked here, kutakuwa na separate. 2017, kulikuwa na separate nini press conference. 2022, kulikuwa na separate press conference.
I don't think this time we're trying to
kutakuwa na separate whatever. It's because they don't let it run independent, because if they knew,
it needs to be independent. Yes,
if they knew this is something, and we don't even, you know, it took a red cross that was not jikia pia mahali,
but
samanga ati ni gava ama hii ni inafanya tu job yake,
but the election will never know, you get
ni
what would have happened in 2017. Why did Msando have to die? And hii Msando kudedi hata msee won't give time. Wasa likuwa naandika juu ya watu nani ameua. Watu Matiang. Ruto ameua. Yes?
Oh, Ruto.
If you are to say Matiang'i was killed by someone, we have to put that at Uhuru's door. There's no way Uhuru Kenyatta anaweza sema hajui what happened with that death.
Yeah. Like both of them, no.
You
even
run,
members of the opposition, no.
You run, you see, but the opposition can do nothing about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? And if it's the opposition that killed Msando, we'd know. You understand that?
Yeah.
The fact that we don't know, it means it's the government of the day that ended up killing this person. So the question is, what was so bad with this guy that they felt he had to die? Not even at he, whatever, because nakumbuka hiyo interview yake, akiwa asubuhi alikuwa Nation, akiambia wasi, this time it's going to be hard to rig election. Game tali umapamba haraka. Na after umepamba, the side that we expected would want, because it's the government that can rig an election. Najua, the opposition can never rig. Unta rigaji. You don't have the instruments of power. You don't have whatever, whatever. So, inezataka kujua your election, like what made these people so scared?
It had integrity.
This guy had to go.
No, it had integrity.
And that means, saying, you know what, akina Chebukati,
yeah,
and even the new Chebukati, because we're from Itaivo, hakuna kitu neza tuambia. Like, as long as life yako haijaikuwa threatened, hakuna kitu neza tuambia.
Chenye wamefanya, wamerenovate, wamepaka tu ABC rangi. Like, the CEO in with the new, in out with the old,
yeah,
and in with the still old, same things. So hapa wamepaka tu rangi na nini. This was just ni PR.
Yeah,
I don't think that it's going to solve zile issues zenye zimekuwa, of which is number one, like why, like, you know, announcements are results, presidential results, because hizi zingine nikwambia like trying to rig an election in starehe, you get ujipendi.
Yeah, totally.
So hata hizo those dudes were Githare na nani na slums. No, they don't trust each other. So unapatanga nini inakuwa imesindikishwa you guy from the ward level to constituency to ile place that kuwa announced paka certificate. They make sure they see it na macho. So nini, but for president they somewhere. Because governor, kuna governors wengi sana, like wakienda warudi. Few naweza sema tu wameenda two terms.
Yeah, wakaenda two terms. Yes.
But issue ni issue moja ni ya president, like where does it take
president unja kuna fakuwa na rule
why
moja.
Did you take 1 week?
Yeah, kuna fakuwa na rule moja na ya presidency.
Yeah,
the numbers the president have to match na numbers za governor, hakufai kuwa na any discrepancy. And we always take the least number. So kama the least number ya hizi ni kwa MP, kwa this polling station 500 people voted. There's no way utaniambia kwa president 560 people voted.
Yeah,
I'll check it, but still more than that, if you are to go back to the issue, 700 votes have been counted by saa tatu siku, si ndio? Apart from that, right now we live in an era of smartphones. Easy strongholds zinafaa kuwa filmed and then posted. Achiki. Yeah, yeah. Not posted on the IBC portal ama nini, but hiyo ni like, hiyo ni aje, una represent nani? Votes ni ngapi za nani? Alafu tunaisave. You can save your copy, I can save my copy.
Yeah. And it's legal, by the way.
Yes.
Chinyo nasema it's very legal. If you're an agent uko ndani,
yeah,
and you ask for nini results, na uzi film, uzi document, we mwenyewe as an agent,
yeah,
you have that power.
Yeah.
And you have that power to release, to even send to your people back at whatever, is it a communication center, in real time. You even have the power ya kuuliza ni watu wangapi wamevote sai, and that's noon. You have that power, like
sinakwambia nani anaitwa nani.
So like,
you know, that's one of the things Nani alikuwa amesema, Msando.
Yeah.
Msando anakunga gao speech yake vizuri kabisa. Alikuwa anasema ati by this time we'll tell you how many people have voted.
Yes.
By this time we'll tell you get your technology kufa nomse. Hakuna hiyo time hatujuagi turnout, sijuaga turnout time results zinatokea.
Unafaa kuuliza like niaje, I want to know ni watu wangapi wamevote so far.
Yeah.
And what are the challenges? Na nimeambiwa kuna watu wenye like kuna karomanya na azu ya watu what whatever whatever even aiding like a PO cannot aid anybody without asking wale watu kwa hiyo room.
Yeah,
like can I, I wanaweza sema no, back that Like, so for nini, for people, and this one thing, like, if kama mlikuwa kwa streets advocating for change, mukienda ucha nini with ya, you know, mukienda mbuzi, mukienda hangouts, please just unacheki information yenye mmechukua hapa,
yes,
pelekeni ucha.
The villagers, let them know.
Villagers, watu wajue, like, nyenye mko hapa, nini, mko hapa, barabara zenu zimekuwa nini.
Because of the politicians.
Because of the politicians. And there's money. Like, kuna sahi, what's trending ni? How much my MPs will be on the bursaries? Unacheki kama kina Junet, 13.8 million. Ilitumika sijui for some things, na nini, of which on record haiko.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Saeed, all this information is available to the public. Mukienda wacha December Christmas ama August holidays, go back with these things. Because it is this nyaribari saba, nyaribari nini.
Yes.
That's when on a impunity ka this level. So if you took back this spirit na nini, by the time to fiki 2027, I think people would have gauged too much. We were like, okay, this civic education, like, this is what has been. Tumekuwa tukiambua hivi. Hizi protest zinafaa kufika pia mashinani.
Yeah.
Ndio pia, like, si kuvote alafu waende home. Because unajua nini, ocha, the good thing na, mi, each time takuwa ocha, the good thing na ocha kwangi insecure. Hakunanga violence. Yes. Unapata ngawasi wengi, unapata the same word. Unapata hakuna ati, hakuna a lot of, you know, foreign faces. So, mkivote mnaendanga tu home peacefully. So, like, if they guarded na nini, na if they guarded those votes and wapatiane, like, information, just atacha kasimu. Moja, donate one smartphone.
Yes.
In that area. Donate but torch. Like, you know.
Let's wait and see what happens. Yeah. But you jinga results kuchukua na jato naendaga a whole week. Like, this is going to be
one
the first.
One week kulikuwa na media blackout.
Tunaga like a whole week. Hakuna, we don't know what's happening. Everything is moving slowly and this makes no sense. This is our first 700 votes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, gari ati inakuja. Nini alafu nasema, this is because the agents have to confirm. How long does it take them to confirm? And if it's been confirmed at the constituency level,
yeah,
at the polling station level, hapa time ina ni tarling.
Yeah,
this is tarling and whatever. Alafu, the media should be able to call it. We can call this blah blah blah. Na cheki. Undo mtu amewin. But sasa nini? Tukimalizia, so unaona Raila aliblanda ama kublanda? Because of course he was invited as an opposition guy, so he had to be there.
No, like, yeah, so, kushow up ni poa because he's a leader of opposition and a stakeholder. Na cheki. So, yeah, he alikuwa anafanya civic duty because kitu inasainiwa aje. Raisa na sasa inaje kitu inakuchara zanga every time na uko hapo.
Yeah.
Na pia of course he has a lot of MPs, governors and nani na nani. So mimi niliona he was there under his own capacity.
Yeah. Okay, because I think place ali blanda ikikam to history yote, place ali blanda ni historia kwanza kubonga juu ya dialogue. I think that's where the problem is.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Like right now Kenyans are so angry that they don't want anything to do with that dialogue. Like Kenyans want things to happen. IEBC mekuwa formed. Yes. Is everyone on your IEBC, are they clean? Are they coming with some political baggage? Machiki. Like everyone needs to be clean. Everyone needs to be. Alafu this time tunafaa ku insist on hizi vitu. Isikuwe vile au nene mtu kama like hii cabinet ya saizi mtu yuko na rape case, mwingine yuko na witch case and they still pass. So we have to fika hiyo level ya kama uko na kesi kaa kando, mse mwingine yule ana kesi wacha ingie. Alafu to check later happen, but yes, I felt like your story ya dialogue ilikuwa an own goal and and ile time I think Ubuda, if you had to ask me, I think he gave up on Kenyan elections and he gave up on Kenyan politics. So right now you can autopilot. Najua hizo. Ile zile zaiko za, yeah, mimi kwa autopilot. So I'll just do whatever I want to do. Nyimbi takuzusha zusheni. Alafu tucheki. But I don't think saizi any politician yuko na power. Especially kikam to Nairobi. Ile power likuwa nao kitambo. Saizi vitu zina change. And things, it might be gradual, but it's going to happen. But as always kudanganya, I'm looking forward to kuwa na what happens in elections at
2027.
I'm expecting the biggest turnout. And I don't know why. I apart from turnout, I think there might be even blackouts.
Yeah.
I think itakuwa serious.
Turnout or blackout.
Alafu network problems and expects itakuwa mingi sana.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Transportation of ballot boxes.
Afu na join network.
With you know, after elections. Before and after. Because also police also. They play a part. So in Kirinyaga kuna ningirisha alikuwa anapata votes zake kwa bush.
Oh, yeah, nakumbuka ga huyo, nakumbuka.
Yeah.
So but tuna look forward to these stories later. So you mekoni episode 329. So kama kawaida vile usisamaga like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Tukimalizia 329 tukisema ekonene.
Ekonene.